We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is our lawyer, barrister, and attorney extraordinaire from Chestnut Cambrone. Well, Jeff, let me start off with that. Is Chestnut Cambrone going to stay in Minneapolis?
We just had an all-attorneys meeting on Zoom, and nobody said anything otherwise. So they may have an office there. I'm just hanging out in my co-working space far away from there.
Probably not a bad idea. And we are referring to, the reason I asked that question, of course, is because 9 of the 13 members of the Minneapolis City Council said that they will disband the police department. That's basically a supermajority. It cannot be vetoed. Jeff, have you heard anything? Can the governor intervene on this in any way? Or can anyone basically make these people come to their senses? It's amazing to me that the one who seems most sensible is who I thought was the biggest crackpot, Mayor Fry. There's at least 9 other people who are less sane than he is.
Yeah, you know, Bob, I've seen some chatter about the Minneapolis City Charter making reference to having a police force. So there's some discussion about whether or not this has to go to the residents for a vote to amend the charter. So we'll see what happens there. And then in terms of the legislature stepping in, I saw some legislators, you know, tweeting out, should we intervene? My view is no. And I don't like that precedent of I'm always about local control. So I don't like the legislature stepping in and dealing with this. You know, we'll see what happens. This could just be the city council saying this and then realizing that, oh, we got to go to waiting for somebody else to challenge it, saying they have to take it to the residents for a vote. Or the legislature stepping in and saying, well, we tried, but we couldn't, so vote for us. I have yet to discern if they're serious or if this is just more pandering in the wake of all that's gone on in the last several weeks.
Well, but again, it just looks so bad where people around the country are saying, are they nuts? And, you know, you hear people say that, oh, it works in other places.
The answer is yes. They've been nuts for a long time.
Well, there's people who think this community policing will work. You know what? In a rural area, it may work. Not in a city. I don't believe any city anywhere near the size has ever tried this. Camden, New Jersey tried it, and their crime figures, their crime rate is among the highest, if not the highest, in the United States. So it doesn't work the way people in a utopian world. Yes, it works. It just will not work here. They basically are flushing away any chance of getting a Super Bowl, any chance of getting an NCAA tournament, any chance of getting big conventions. Where do they think the money is going to come from to run this city? When people, because there will be businesses that leave. There will be people that leave. I just don't think they are so caught up in the moment of making people happy that they're not really thinking about what's good for the city. And by the way, I want to just mention Jacob Fry. He once again proved he is completely out of his element and his ability to be a mayor. You never, if you're a mayor, you never stand below a podium and have someone put the microphone down there. You get on the stage so you can control the moment. What happened to him the other day when he said, when he was asked point blank, would you disband the police? And he said, no, he wants to look into it. And the woman said, get out. And she used some, a little stronger than that. You threw an expletive in there. And it was terrible. And he just slinked off. You know,
it was like the Charlie Brown walk.
Yes. And by the way, you're a mayor. Don't you have another shirt you can wear? How about something with Minneapolis on it? Or how about, it would have been great if he wore something for the Minneapolis PD. Because again, there are bad people on that force. But the entire police department is not bad. I just don't understand the mentality of these people and what they're actually thinking. But they're not thinking. That's a big part of it.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out.
We'll find out if they're thinking. So what do you see happening, Jeff? Do you think, it sounded like from what you said, you think that they will turn around and maybe they're trying to make people react to this, but they won't in the end disband?
Yeah, if in fact the city charter would require me to be amended in order to do this, then I would expect some sort of legal challenge and a court determination and then them putting this on the ballot for a vote.
Well, did you see what de Blasio said in New York? That he's going to start I'm sorry, go ahead. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I saw him make some reference about dismantling the police force there too.
Well, he wants to take funds from the police department and put it into youth and social services.
Yeah.
Well, basically, he's saying he is going to do his own version of dismantling the police department in New York City. These people have just gone off. If there was a deep end, they're off it. I just don't get it. I don't understand.
I want to hear. I will say this. I want that question posed to Joe Biden, and I want to hear his response.
Oh, Jeff, I would be going to every politician, Republican and Democrat, to get them on the record. Do you support disbanding police departments? We need to know where they stand. And people need to have an opportunity to vote on where they stand. Certainly everyone running for Congress needs to be asked that question. And everyone running for Senate and president. We know where Trump stands on it. But I want to know where Biden is, too. Do you support this? Where? Okay, Tina Smith is running to be reelected as the U.S. Senator, along with Amy Klobuchar. I want to hear where Tina Smith is on this. I know where Jason Lewis is, but I want to hear her say that, yes, I support disbanding the police department.
Well, Tina Smith lives in Minneapolis, Bob, and she and her husband have a huge amount of money, so they'll just hire their own private security force. I mean, so I heard someone saying that they have a car elevator at their house, too, so they'll do fine.
Are you kidding? Is she that wealthy?
Yeah, she is.
Well, you know what I should do? I should do it, what people with white guilt do and say, white privilege. That's what she is, white privilege. That's a whole nother topic. But these people, you know, people who are white spewing white privilege at everyone else if they happen to be white. It's just dealing with their own white guilt. There's so many things wrong with this world right now. I wonder if it was like this when God stepped in and brought on the flood.
I think we're getting close.
Well, it did rain pretty hard the other night. So there is that. Well, Jeff, it's just it's maddening and it's very upsetting. And I know that I'm not the only one feeling this way. You're much more rational than I am, though. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Well, and I'm just wondering where our hysteria about that pandemic went.
Well, it's not there anymore. It disappeared. Don't try to have a full church, but go ahead. Tens of thousands of people can gather on a bridge or gather in any area if you want to protest something. You know what they should do? So if you belong to a church, can you say, all gather at the church and say, we're protesting the fact we can't go into church? Or say, we're protesting along with the Minneapolis protesters. Then they can't close you down. Something to think about.
Yeah, good question.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. We're going to take a quick break, and the BS Show will be right back.